Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Let's go. Turn it up. Get it going. Man, I missed it. Boy, Ooh. Did I miss the funky music.
Baby.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into the Winner's Lounge.
Let's go.
That is right. Nuggets, get the win. Look at Boat over here. Look how excited Boat is over here.
Wow.
Funky.
I don't know what to do.
What are you...
I don't know what to do
well,
next.
We'll let you take a little break. We'll let you take a little break from the show. You can go clean yourself up, I suppose. Guys, we're presented as always by DraftKings. This is so appropriate, honestly.
I remember my first
beer. There's paper
beer
towels boat. Right here, Kale. Presented as always by... I don't know what you're supposed to do. Presented as always by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Use promo code DVR whenever you sign up. If you're listening to the show and not watching it, Vote just opened a can of beer in celebration. Yeah. Completely shook it up. Exploded all over him.
Yeah.
Listen. It's a winner's lounge, baby!
Let's go. There it is. Nuggets get the win in dramatic fashion. My God. That's about as dramatic a fashion as you can have for a regular season game.
Of course it is.
121 to 120. I just saw that my computer was not refreshed. It said 116-115 with 26 seconds left. It was 121-120.
Those are
all big boy shots down the stretch for both teams.
Oh,
Nuggets effectively got the ball last. I know the Blazers got one last little prayer at it, but Nuggets get the ball last and Jamal Murray drains a three. My God, we're going to break it down. And I got the fellas. I already introduced the man who spilled beer all over himself. Little known fact, Vogt also fell down the stairs right before going live.
Yeah, it's been an eventful night for Brendan Vogt.
I'm rusty. It's my first night back.
You're feeling the vibes, though, on Vibes Overload.
Like, his new nickname is Slapstick.
Over here, I got D-Line Co. You guys know him as Eric.
Let's go! Guys, I love the Denver Nuggets.
You weren't saying that like 20 minutes ago.
It really doesn't matter what happened 20 minutes ago. It's all about right now.
Right
live
now.
On the watch along. I hate this team.
Dude, no, that's all. Nobody saw it. That, dude. We were recording that.
We needed true. That so bad. All of us did. And then over there, the man with the wind in his hair, repping the Bones Highland. It's Harrison Wynn.
Repping the Bones Highland. It was a Bones night. It was a Jamal Murray night. It was a Nikola Jokic
it's
night.
A Jokic night. Every night.
It was a Denver
night.
Nuggets night.
Hey, you missed one guy. It was a Christian Brown night. I got to throw him in. If there was a Mount Rushmore up tonight.
You don't need to tell me about a Christian Brown night.
I love it. Guys, if you missed it, man, we did tonight our very first watch along, and it freaking rocked.
Oh my God.
Incredible. I'm telling you, you have to start making this a part of your watch flow, because if you can imagine all of those shots that happened in the fourth quarter tonight, imagine what the panel, in Devin, my spot, imagine the panel, how they reacted to it. It was pandemonium.
Oh, to refer to us as a panel at that point?
It was a zoo.
We were just like a mishmash of vibes.
Yeah, dude.
It's like us.
Yeah. It's so fun. Don't watch the game alone by yourself. Watch it with us. It's really a fun way. We might actually start doing watch-alongs. We might start doing watch-alongs more and more and more. Like, the apps guys do it every single game.
If we're going to get games like that.
Dude, I love that we just ignored the fact that we did the first game of the season, and it was a disaster!
Yeah. We did it the first game of
sure
the season?
Sure did.
Yeah, we did.
Downstairs, yeah.
Yeah, man, that was like, a real treat.
I've deleted this from my memory. Yeah,
it was a really happened. Bad
did
time.
Did the Utah Jazz?
No. Yeah. Nope.
Did they win? Did we win? Yeah. Or? No, it didn't go that well. All right, to break it down though, guys, we got to do a fast recap. There's so many. This is one of those fast recaps where you guys are gonna be like, I forgot all of those shots happened because the fourth quarter is basically just big shots. But begin, AG and JG going at each other. Do you remember the first 5 minutes of this game was Aaron Gordon versus Jeremy Grant mano a mano?
Yeah, sure they do. Were battling for who is the best fit on the Nuggets at power forward next to Nikola Jokic.
And I would say that the edge sadly went to both of them. Guys played great. Both of them landed some punches. But I think it went to Jeremy Grant, who just kind of landed a few more. Vlatko was the first sub of the game, which was a little bit interesting. It'll probably be the last time. I'm guessing. I'm going to go out on a limb.
I think
probably so. The last time he's the first sub off of the bench. Yeah. Jokic had 5 turnovers. Now, some of these were really bad ones, sloppy ones. I thought some of them were like passed to a guy that should have caught it and it didn't. It went to Jokic. Nonetheless, 5 turnovers for Jokic, and the whole timeline was turnovers. Oh my God, this is turnovers. Sometimes you notice basketball Twitter is just people reciting statistics.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Plus minus. Somebody's plus minus. Somebody's shooting percentage. That's like all it is. There's no context, too. Jokic
well,
just
trust
five
me.
Turnovers.
If you just tweet out Nikola Jokic's stat line, you're going to get
well.
A lot of engagement.
It does well. Yeah, it's a good, it's a good strategy.
A winning strategy on Twitter.
I think Jokic got pissed at himself because after the 5 turnovers, he got real aggressive. He started going really hard, scoring some points. Nuggets settled in a little bit, but they gave up a buzzer 3. So Denver went down like 11 or 12. Then they cut it all the way to 3. And then at the very last play, a buzzer beater 3 where Vlatko just didn't step up for some reason on a guy, walked it down and hit a 3. It was so frustrating. 36-30 Blazers. Second quarter. Damn. Christian Brown in the game. He's back.
He's back, dude.
I think he's back for good, man. He's too good to come out of this game.
Well, we've said that once before.
We did say that. He played exactly like this. Let's get back to that though. Nuggets unit was a little bit up and down. There were some great minutes, some awful minutes in there, of course. Bones Highland was making some 3-pointers. I thought Bones was fantastic most of this game, and in particular in that first half, he was making threes, he was getting to the rim, he was distributing, he was getting to the mid-range, which you don't always see. I thought Bones's offensive array of value and impact was on full display in this game. And then a long stretch with no whistle where Jamal Murray was at the table. And it was really, Malone called a timeout, and you were questioning it on the live show, and I understand why. But actually, the Nuggets were up in that stretch and then finished up like, you know, they blew it all. There was no whistle. Everybody was tired. It was sloppy basketball, and it was like a 9-2 run for the Blazers over that stretch. You get Jamal Murray back in. 64-63 Blazers. So you're about even, right? 1-point game going into the half. Third quarter, Blazers were getting whatever they want in that third quarter in the pick and roll. My God, did they make it look easy. Damian Lillard caught fire. He had 18 points in that quarter. He hit back-to-back threes. He was just getting to wherever he wanted to be on the court. Jokic hit a 3. You called it. He was going to hit one in Nurkic's eye, and he did. And it felt big because, you know, when there's a mini run, like Blazers go from up 1 to up 7, a 3 that cuts it to 4 is like, oh, man, stems the like, God, it was about to get out of control. He hits that one. Christian Brown comes in, so no Vlatko in the second half. Nurkic hit 2 threes. So annoying. So annoying. Lillard again hit back-to-back threes, so we had 2 sets of back-to-back threes. Both of them in 1-4 pick-and-roll action. We should talk about them maybe a little bit later. Near disaster final 7 seconds. DeAndre Jordan gets fouled, goes 1 of 2 at the line. Jeremy Grant goes to the other end, gets 2 free throws. Then an inbound pass that doesn't get touched. So they get an opportunity for another score. Almost a disaster. Vibes were very low. 99-89 Blazers. And with that turnover with 1 second, you're like, my God, we're going to lose. We deserve to lose. Jamal got it going in the fourth, though, guys. He did not have it going for most of this game. He got it going a little bit in the third, but in the fourth, my God, he had it going. Bones hit a 3. Jamal hit a 3 to cut it to 1. Nuggets took the lead back and forth, back and forth. Starters in with 3 minutes. You thought for a second, are you going to close with Bones and Christian Brown, both of whom have been so good? And maybe were the best options. You look at KCP and Christian Brown, not exactly impactful games from them. The other two guys were, but no. With 3 minutes to go in the game, 3 minutes and 18 seconds, you bring the starters in, and guess what? Damian Lillard proceeded to hit 2 threes in a row. We were down so bad. But then Jamal hits a baseline jumper in which he waves off Jokic. Jokic had some buckets. Jamal had some buckets. Then Jamal hits the baseline jumper. Simons hits a mid-range that was like a great defensive sequence. 23 seconds of good defense from the Nuggets, and he gets that one. AG gets a tip in on a Jokic miss. Damian Lillard hits an insane three sidestep with Jamal Murray right in his face. Dame time. And then the game on the line, 7 seconds left. Jamal Murray calls for his own number. ISO's in the corner, in the mid-range, dances a little bit. Nuggets down two, and he says, no, I don't want to tie it. I want to win it. Gets to the three-point line, steps way the hell back, and drains it to silence the crowd. 0.9 seconds left. Blazers did get one last chance. Nothing came of it. It was a turnover. But my God, what a shot. All right.
I'm exhausted from that recap.
The crowd was silent. We were not.
We were not. We went crazy. I ran downstairs and high-fived everyone but one guy in the bar. One guy said no.
Huh. I love that.
He didn't want to high-five.
I was like, yeah. He goes, no.
It's like, you know what, sir? I'd rather not feel good. Was it even for Blair? 2 seconds.
Was it Blair?
It might have been. It might have been real life Blair. All right, I'll start. Usually as Dev, but since you're in his seat, Harrison, what's your big takeaway from this game?
I mean, Jamal Murray hit what right now is the shot of the year for the Nuggets.
Easy.
I mean, maybe one of the shot of the years in the NBA so far, and just first off, for tonight to have the night that he had in the first half. Where he was awful. I mean, Jamal Murray was terrible in the first half. Some turnovers that, like, are some of the worst turnovers he's ever thrown as an NBA player. To nobody, just going right out of bounds, not being able to hit from three, questionable shot selection at times. To turn that around and be the guy on the last couple possessions for the Nuggets, it's incredible, man. It was incredible to watch the mid-ranger. And then the three for the win. And, you know, to have the game that he had, the second half that he had tonight,
the second half.
After the Dallas game where he was bad, after the New Orleans game where he was bad,
after the Miami game, or Atlanta game that he was bad, too.
Atlanta game that he wasn't that great either, man. You just feel great for Jamal Murray right now.
Yep.
He's been through so much. He's still got a long way to go. He's not back after this shot, but this is going to do so much for his confidence, I feel like. A level of confidence that it felt like waxed and waned a little bit tonight. He just didn't look like himself for a lot of this game. But I'm just happy for Jamal Murray. He's been through a lot, and I feel like he deserves this. So it's his night. Hell of a shot.
Eric, you know what he had tonight in that second half? Swagger. Because I think he was swagless in the first half.
He was as swagless as it gets. Dude, his swag... I mean, you couldn't even call it that. The man was sauceless. A dry,
so sauceless.
It was a dry chicken breast.
Oh, I hate a dry chicken breast.
Man, but the other thing, like, this game was not that dissimilar from the last game, right? It's like the Nuggets were close, couldn't get there, got within, and they just didn't have that one last little piece. And, like, it just takes that one thing to get the Nuggets over the hump. Like, and it's... one other player to go along with Nikola Jokic down the stretch. That's what we were calling for on the watch along. It's like, who's going to be the one guy to step up? And God bless, it was Jamal Murray. Like, that's the one guy we want. We need this for this team to reach its actual apex. It has to be Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. Like, I was beside myself. I was sure we were going to lose, but my vibes were in the toilet.
Yeah. Did you guys feel? I don't know, man. This is all easy to say in hindsight. It felt a little bit like, okay, Jokic could have closed that game out, those final 3 minutes. It looked to me like Jokic wanted Jamal to do that. It really did. There were a couple times when they got this.
I love this take.
There were a couple
times. I don't know, but I'm running with it.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's a complete
I love it, though.
Take that someone like me says. It's not.
I love it, though.
But I don't know, man. There were times where they got the switch and Jokic was just like, no, buddy.
Yeah.
This is you.
It's not like he was demanding the ball back.
That's kind of
on
what
those
I
last
mean.
Two possessions. Jamal had it and he had the mismatch and he was just like,
hey, man,
go
like,
for it,
go
bro.
Get love it. Like, it. I haven't lost any confidence in you despite what this game looks like. So that's beautiful. Big. I want to shout out Aaron Gordon in this game. I know it's a tale of two halves, but in the second half, he was also much better defensively on Jeremy Grant when those possessions came about. Have to rewatch for defense always, but that's the note I had on first watch. And then that tip-in, which is going to get lost.
Oh, big boy play. You're right.
Big shots made, but that tip-in was big. It's just like the, I don't know, pick a number. It's like 85% of these games, Aaron Gordon's been who they need him to be.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And so he was again tonight. Even if the box score ultimately doesn't reflect It's not like he extended that first half for four quarters. He played winning basketball for four quarters, and they don't win without him tonight.
Well, I think we should circle back to AG. He's definitely a great big takeaway here, you know, not forgotten here. Did you have a big takeaway, though, or something about Jamal?
I just the idea that it's like this was the same Nuggets team as last game, but it's just like that one extra little piece that gets them over the top. It's amazing.
I feel like this four-game streak here, three losses and then this one, has a bit of an arc to it. The Atlanta game, vibes were down, effort was down. It was just the team seemed discombobulated, seemed frustrated. The rotation, you know, didn't seem to be the right one. You go into the New Orleans one, and I thought Jokic played really hard. Still not a great rotation, and they get absolutely the doors blown off. Then you make the adjustment, and it's a one-point game. Just make or miss league. Yep. Just comes down to the last little one. And you felt like the team was battling, even if they hadn't figured anything out. You still felt like, okay, and they should have been. As a team on a back-to-back, I'm not trying to excuse the loss. It was a bad loss still. But it was one of those ones where you felt like, man, I feel better, though, about it than I did the previous two.
Right.
And this one feels a little bit like validation of that, of, hey, this team went to a dark place. They kind of hit a bottom.
Yeah.
And they didn't. It didn't break them. They just kind of like kept fighting. And tonight was a will-yourself-to-victory night from all of them, and in particular, Jamal Murray. And here, this is your big thing, Eric. You just need one guy. And for a lot of the early part of the year when we felt good about it, it was either Jamal or Michael Porter. You had two guys that could have been it. And then you have Aaron Gordon, and this is that. You lost both of those guys, basically. One to illness and one to, obviously, this heel injury. And we've just been waiting for that. And tonight in the fourth quarter, you finally got it. And I just felt like it's a reminder that, oh, yeah, Jokic's always great, 33-point Sombor double. But just that little bit from one other guy pushed it over the top. And he wasn't even good for the whole game. He was just good for a half. Great.
Yeah. I'm just so happy for Jamal, man. Like, he needed this so badly.
Yep.
I mean, he was – these last couple games have been so rough. And, you know, he's, like, battling himself at times. But, I mean, to get this type of breakthrough performance in the fourth, winning cures everything. You know,
it really does.
Like, we were talking about this on the pregame show. One win, and we could be back.
Look at this. I'd sworn off the Nuggets. I'd given up basketball.
You get the win. Nuggets get the win tonight. They've got two home games coming up. They've got a chance now, because they won tonight, to just kind of flip the script on this little malaise that they're in right now and just be okay. And the fact that it was Jamal who that into motion, that's great, man. It's it just makes me feel good.
I agree.
I don't think we can say definitively if the Nuggets are back yet. I don't think we can say definitively anything, but I do feel like this game was symbolic for Murray being back. I'm not saying that he's back, but I do feel like in that first half he was a little rattled. And I feel like you're not rattled when you make the shots that take and make the shots that he hit. I do feel like there was a shaking off of whatever the slump was.
I do think if I were going to make a parody of the DNVR Nuggets podcast, I'd probably title it "Is Jamal Murray Back?"
Because it's every other game.
Like, I love you guys, but I can't fucking do that again. I don't know.
Honestly, you don't feel like, because I felt like he he was like in a weird confidence space, it seemed like, in that first half.
That's the way I would frame it, though. I think that's right. Like, it was, he hit, here you go, Eric. He hit his nadir, I think, confidence.
Hell yeah, he did.
Bounced right back off and went right back to that place that has made Jamal who he is. And so, to me, it was a reminder that, you know, when times get tough, that will typically bring the best out of Jamal. You know, that it's kind of weird. He's very good. It's not that he's a can't-miss talent. It's that he's a can't-miss competitor.
Yeah.
So for over 82, you'll see some ups and downs. It was still like those last two shots, I hated the process. I hated that the ball was in his hands until he put it up. And then I was like, okay, this is clutch Jamal. And like,
you know what, though? Did you hate the ones Lillard took?
But that's kind of what I'm saying.
Because you know Lillard makes those.
And so then those shots go in, and it was that reminder, like, hey, this is Jamal's time. You know, in those moments, Jamal hits those shots.
Yeah.
He's not the most consistent starting point guard across 82, but you better believe he's up for crunch time. So it was just awesome to get that reminder, especially when Dame was doing his thing to the fullest.
Yeah. Incredible game from him, or incredible second half from him breaking it off. He did have 8 assists, and those were throughout the game, but it was the 21 points, and I don't know how many of them were in the fourth. Do we know how many points it was in the fourth quarter?
It was a lot.
Somebody will have to fact check me there, because it was a lot in the fourth quarter. Also good in this game was Nikola Jokic. 33 points from him, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. He did have the 6 turnovers. Remember, 5 of those were right away. So just won the rest of the way.
Yeah.
But 33, 10, and 9. Oh, by the way, our DraftKings Sportsbook King of the Game, Kale. We can go ahead and get to it. It is Jamal Murray. We got to give the Murray flurry of the fourth. And a game. I'm sorry. If you hit a game winner and you had a pretty good game or a big moment or whatever, you get the
DraftKings. Even if you have a mediocre game, you might win the King of the Game.
You're going to get it. I mean, you could have given this to Yoke easily. He was phenomenal. You could have given it to Christian Brown or Bones Highland, to be honest with you. But we got to give it to Jamal for that second half. But Yoke, 33-10-9 win. What'd you see from him?
I loved how aggressive he was on the block. I mean, the Blazers didn't really double him tonight, and that was apparent from the first touch he had on the block. And, you know, as the game wore on, it felt like he honestly got more and more aggressive.
Yeah.
You know, in the fourth quarter, he was getting the ball and going immediately. And I love to see that, regardless of who his matchup was. I mean, he got Yusuf Nurkic in the foul trouble. Nurkic had to play most of the fourth quarter with five fouls. Yoke was just so aggressive tonight when he got the ball. And I loved it because, you know, it's what this team needed. Like, KCP hit 2 of 4 threes. Bruce Brown went 0 of 2. I felt like he knew he might not have the shooters around him tonight. And so he just went to work. He was just so aggressive one-on-one. Every time he got the ball on the block, especially in the second half, he just looked to score. And I just loved that aggressive approach from him tonight.
Yeah, he started off this game really, really slowly. I was like, oh man, did Jokic run out of gas too?
He also had a play I've never seen him make before.
Which?
Oh yeah.
The fake Sombor shuffle.
Oh yeah, the
He has never done this before in 8 years.
I've been calling for it.
He finally did it.
It didn't work.
It didn't work at all.
that's besides the point.
It almost worked.
We still loved it.
I still like the fake Sombor.
But Jokic just is always the truth. What would this team be without Nikola Jokic?
Yeah, pull that comment.
All of the
a shitty team.
Yeah, shitty. Yeah. A miserable watching experience. Like, everybody has hot moments, cold moments. They're here. They're bad. They're good. They're not. Jokic is just, he's every game. Every game, you just know what you're going to get out of this guy, and he just can't be stopped. Like, he finds different ways to do it. He was super aggressive, like Harrison was talking about. He started to catch the ball in motion and just going at the basket. I'm amazed that they didn't go to him on the last possession. I was sure it was just going to be another Jokic teardrop from the middle of the paint, drop it in. Like, that shot is as reliable as a dunk is. Like, that thing goes in every single time. But there's just such a calm you have when Nikola Jokic is on your team. Like, when they went up by two, I was like, well, there's 8 seconds. We've got Jokic. It's no problem. I mean, we're going to go to overtime. He's just everything, man. He just brings the floor of this team so high.
He does drag the floor up so high, man. It's like, you just have a chance. You have Jokic.
You just have a chance.
No matter it is,
all things are possible through Jokic. All things.
He did miss, though. He got blocked by Nurkic. He hit one. Yeah, he hit a few as well, but he got blocked by Nurkic, and he missed the one that AG tipped in. Now, he did draw a crowd and put it on the rim, which is what you're supposed to do, but nonetheless, how do you evaluate his game?
He was awesome. I thought you, in your recap, hit the nail on the head in the framing. He was trying to scratch his playmaking genius itch, I think, to start the game. And whether it was his fault, his teammates miscommunicating, dropping the ball, too many turnovers. And I think it was F this, but as opposed to F this, I'm not going to play tonight. It was F this, you cannot guard me. And I think in that possession too, he looked up, it was Drew Eubanks, and he was like, all right, I'm scoring. I thought he kind of followed through with that approach for most of the game until crunch time when he, you know, was not that guy in those moments. But again, I think he was kind of willingly deferential there. Saw Jamal with mismatches, liked the way Jamal was playing. So outside of the turnovers, it was great stuff from Jokic offensively. It was kind of what we said in the pregame show. Difference between game 4 against Portland and this game, for me, is where Jokic's mentality is at. And it's that he's willing to do this and he's doing it again consistently.
Best win of the season for the Nuggets?
Yes.
I think it is. Portland's a good team, and they shot the ball lights out.
And they needed it.
Damian Lillard had a 40 piece
to stop the losing streak and to set up the Denver Nuggets DNVR takeover.
I love that, baby. I love that we have good vibes going into the takeover on Saturday.
We needed this.
Davon Reed's going to be in the house here afterwards. So all the people going to the takeover, we got two buses. It's going to be a great time. And then obviously coming back here afterwards, it's going to be a great time. And if you're not part of the takeover, you can still come to the bar. Davon Reed's going to do a little meet and greet, take some pictures with people.
Yeah, dude.
He's also giving away free tickets to the Nuggets game. I don't know how many, but he's bringing them. We'll raffle them away.
Nice. Like minimum 400 or 500.
Yeah, 400 or 500 tickets. So it'll be a really good time. All right, Harrison, take us to break. On the other side, Christian Brown, Bones Highland. Bones and Brown.
Guys, it's open enrollment for individual health plans now through January 15th. Check out Denver Health Medical if you are somebody who maybe doesn't get coverage through their employer. Maybe you're self-employed and need to get coverage. The Elevate Exchange plans have options for individuals and families who are looking for cost-effective quality health insurance.
Yeah, dude. How's your heart out there? Like, you probably don't want to have health insurance.
Go online or give them a call, 303-602-4912. You can go to denverhealthmedicalplan.org. Open enrollment for the exchange runs November 1st through January 15th, but you have to enroll by December 15th. It's coming up next week to have your coverage begin on January 1st, 2023. Give them a call, 303-602-4912. Or visit denverhealthmedicalplan.org. Also, very excited to have these guys back with us. Illegal Pete's. Let's go. Guys, we're so hyped to be teaming up with Illegal Pete's again. They're local legends. Here at DNVR, Illegal Pete's is always our go-to spot. Down the street.
We're the most Colorado company in the world, wouldn't you
say? That's just something I love about us.
We are? Yeah. Because we bring in the other Colorado.
We would never advertise with one of those other burrito places.
Of course not.
Only Illegal Pete's.
The formerly Colorado burrito places.
Yeah, sellouts. Illegal Pete's. It's our spot for burritos, buddies, and beers.
Is that the coffee? Is that the coffee or
dude, Andrew? I'm going to go to Illegal Pete for some buddies. Actually.
Buddies.
Buddies. Go with your buddies to Illegal Pete's. Eat burritos, drink beer.
Burritos with the fellas.
Or margaritas, to be honest with you.
They have good margaritas, too.
Really good margaritas.
They've got 12 locations throughout Colorado and Arizona. For happy hour, they've also got that from 3 to 6 p.m. every single day. Also, the holiday season is more enjoyable with a piping hot cup of queso. And nothing warms you up like a margarita. Illegal Pete's, they're also hooking you up with a little something else this holiday season. Spend $100 on gift cards, get $25 for free. Boom, just like that. Check out Illegal Pete's. They got a location right down the street from us here at the DNVR bar. They've also got 12 total throughout Colorado and Arizona.
There you go. All right, second segment here, DNVR Nuggets podcast. Don't forget this is a podcast as well. In fact, I was just informed that we're in like the top 100 sports podcast or something. Allie was telling us today. Podcast on the rise. Always on the rise. So if you ever miss a show, don't want to stay up this late or whatever, podcast, put it on in your car. Funky music right in your speakers. It's fantastic. All right. Segment number two here. Let's start with Christian Brown. We'll get to Bones here in a second. He got 20 minutes tonight. What is that record about what was it with the Nuggets when he plays 15 or more minutes? It's like 6-1.
Probably undefeated.
I think it's 6-1 or something like that.
6-0, according to Donnie J right there.
6-0, so now 7-0, I believe. There you go. There was something like that, and I'm telling you guys, I think Christian Brown is probably going to be one of the more consistent Nuggets because the stuff he does, like his talent is attention to detail defensively. That's his talent. He doesn't make mistakes, and he's got a good movement, and he hustles.
He's got a nose for the ball.
He really does.
He does.
He is a prime example of that.
Yeah, he's like in the middle of traffic. Like you've given up on the play. It's a bad shot. You're like like me. I've already buried my head in my hands and like started to swear off the Nuggets. And then you look up, and he's got the ball. Somehow, like he's
in of that there, nose.
Got that nose. He's in there, like he's
got
not
that
afraid.
Nose in him.
Yeah, he's got that nose in him. Center of Brown Town, a giant nose.
Oh no!
It's just incredible. Like I don't know, dude. I you've thrown me off.
Oh boy,
he's just got a
brown nose. My uncle. My uncle texted me. He wants to listen to this podcast. This is gonna be the first episode.
This is a top 100 sports podcast.
Yeah. He's gonna get Brown Town big nose.
There you go.
Anyway, I just love the kid's hustle, man.
Like, I do too. Who's left?
He makes winning plays, and like you say, he doesn't get fooled on on defense, which is just so rare, you know, for somebody his age.
Yeah.
It's beautiful to behold.
Jesus.
What is happening?
My legs hurt. Is this table closer than it usually is? Because I can't sit.
Maybe you got taller, bro.
I'm just trying to, like, move it because it's, like, in my way.
What is happening?
My feet hurt, man.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
You know how we talk about a player as...
We do a podcast with Frankenstein.
I know, dude.
You know how we talk about a player or some players as just winners?
Yeah.
And, like, what does that really mean? Christian Brown, we've heard he's a winner.
Yeah.
Won a national championship, won a bunch of championships at the state level in high school. He's a winner because he just makes winning plays, man. Howie crashed the offensive glass tonight was great. Like, he was so active. Just the hustle plays that he makes, the deflections, the pokeaways that he gets. And I'm telling you, man, he is an incredible defender for a rookie. You just don't see a lot of rookies make as few mistakes as he does on the defensive end of the floor. The guy defends like he's been in the league for 10 years.
Yeah.
How he moves, his rotations, just how he always knows what to do on that end. He flies around, but he always flies around under control. Yeah. It's like he's never in the wrong spot. He's never in the wrong place. He's always on his man. He's never lazy. He never just, like, loses his guy in the half court. I've been blown away by his defense all season. I don't know why he has been playing at least 20 minutes a game all season. I hope we don't have to talk about that anymore.
We don't.
He is, I'm telling you, an incredible defender.
He's the real deal.
He really, really is. He's an unbelievable defensive player.
I have my DraftKings Sportsbook pick of the week. I'm picking Wynn to clip that and post it of himself.
I will.
It's a lock.
He's definitely going to do that. He'll use the full Christian Brown so he gets the family retweet.
There we go. Yep. I'm going to retweet.
Lisa Brown.
We know the move.
Shout out.
We know the move.
Yeah, everything he said was true, but he's going to clip it.
It is true, and it was accurate, but you're absolutely right about that. Go on. Well, you have to get
Christian
Brown.
Oh, no, that was my
Brown
contribution.
Tape.
No, he's awesome. He should be in the rotation. I mean,
I'm just about to.
All right.
It's you guys have said this before, but he's just always doing something. He just makes things happen. He's, to me, man, a big part of this game and this win. The Nuggets had their backs against the wall, but they had that sort of, like, their confidence had been challenged, you know, their swagger had been challenged. What do you guys have? Are you ready to fight for this? And it's slipping away from them. And the rookies out there playing, like, we still got this, guys. So I don't know, man. I just thought he brings some of what Denver hasn't shown in the last handful of games, which is the relentlessness, the willingness, the dog in them. Got to play the kid. And you guys said this earlier. This is exactly what he was doing the first time he was playing.
Right,
so to me, you've seen enough. I think you got to go forward with this kid in the rotation.
Kale, can you fire up the take machine real quick? Can you fire it up? Go ahead. Fire up the take machine, because I got a take, you guys. I got a take.
Are
you guys ready for this?
What a graph.
All right, we got to fire up the take machine. I think this is a hot one, man. This is a spicy one. I think there's a good chance Christian Brown is actually part of their best defensive five-man lineup.
You've been saying this since before the season started.
I don't, not with the conviction I have now, because I thought it would be Bruce Brown, honestly. And I think Bruce Brown, this is no knock on him other than he's small. What happened in that final play with Simons?
Simons was able to shoot over Bruce Brown, though.
Was it bad defense by Brown? No. Was it bad defense by the Nuggets?
No.
It's good defense, man. But it's just there's something when you're a smaller guy, guys can, in the NBA, get to their spot, they elevate. And Simons, by the way, wasn't having a good game. He was kind of shut down in this one. But he got to his spot, and I kept thinking, if that was Christian Brown, I think the possession would have been identical, except for that shot wouldn't have gotten off. Mm. Or if it would have gotten off, it would have been like a Hail Mary. It wouldn't have gone in. Christian Brown is really good. Jamal Murray is really good. Jokic is really good. Aaron Gordon's really good. KCP, really good defensive player and can knock down the three. I honestly don't think they need anything from Christian Brown other than do the things he naturally does. And look, there's going to be nights when there's Michael Porter a lot of times, hopefully, when he's healthy, because he's just so good offensively and the length and everything else. But I think rather than Bruce Brown, I would not be surprised if it's actually Christian Brown that is the guy that is the best option.
Brown for Brown. That's crazy. We were talking about, like, his... I mean, Christian Brown is, like, kind of, like, a Torrey Craig player.
Kind of, yeah.
Like, it's the funniest thing. We've sort of, like, worked our way back around to a guy who, like, can sometimes hit three-pointers, like, not very reliable offensively, but, like, a great defender.
He actually had some nice drive to the basket tonight.
He did. Like, he did.
I will tell you something else Christian Brown does that I don't think Torrey Craig did that well on defense is Christian Brown just knows his matchup inside and out somehow.
He really does.
Every single time that he plays. Like, rookies are not supposed to know their assignments as well as Christian Brown does. He always knows his matchup's tendencies, man. It's another thing that's just so impressive about his defense. He must watch just a ton of film. Like, he must just study his opponents so much because you're not supposed to, like, be as locked in and you're not supposed to know your opponent like Christian Brown does as a rookie.
What? Oh, sorry. One more note on Christian Brown's night tonight. I do think, you know, some discussion will be, we'd be having a lot of it if they'd lost, about Christian Brown not closing this game. I do think he had played a lot of consecutive minutes down the stretch of that second half when they went back to Bruce in the final, was it 4 or 5? So yeah. I think, you know, Christian Brown earned it tonight, but I don't think that's what that decision was about.
KCP came in and knocked down one of the biggest threes of the game.
Totally.
Immediately thereafter.
I actually thought Malone, like, look, he's been under fire and for in a lot of ways, rightfully so lately, in my opinion. But I thought tonight, like, he went to Christian, the KCP move.
Kept him out there for a long time.
He kept that timeout. He did not challenge that silly Dame bump foul. He had the final timeout for the – it was a fine Malone game.
Bounce back game from Michael Malone as well. Let's talk about Bones Highland, too, because I thought he was pretty incredible in this one. And we have some Debbie Downers on the timeline sometime, and even in the chat.
We're all Debbie Downers from time to time.
We are all Debbie Downers. We could be Debbie Downers ourselves, we have been known to. But we have some Debbie – because I put something on the timeline where Bones, I thought, was just cooking today in that first half. And someone's like, now talk about his defense. What about this? Guys, look, Bones is a second-year player who is – work in progress defensively, and I'm being a little kind there. Like, his defense struggles. This has been my take all year. I think it's a little crazy how little hype Bones has as an offensive talent.
It's unreal.
Guys, he's shooting 44% from three, and he raised that today.
And they're the deepest threes on earth.
They're the toughest threes out of anybody in the league,
We're so used to it now. Like, it's hilarious.
We're too used to it, is my point.
Okay, all right, good, great. 45'3". Okay, we're moving on.
The ability to get threes up is a skill. You always call him Dame Lillard. This was a Damian Lillard-esque night. Lillard had 17 threes tonight. He went 9 of 17.
But shot 17
threes. Do you know how hard it is to
get? It probably wasn't enough.
A lot of people might look at that and think, but I mean, 9 of 17. It's hard to get 17 threes. I don't think Jamal can get 17 threes up. I honestly don't think I don't think he can create separation. You need the handle. You need the depth, the deep threes or whatever. But Bones has that, man, and he's doing it at volume and with efficiency. And then on top of that, he gets to the rim, so he's so quick. He's the easiest at getting to the rim in one-on-one situations. He's a very good passer, maybe even an underrated one. And here's the thing about his game that I think is most – I feel more confident about it than ever. When he plays with other offensive creators – not just good players, but creators. The ball doesn't stick in his hands very much at all. He's out there with Yoke. He's just trying to get Yoke. Everything he does is to set the table for Yoke. Mm-hmm. He's not trying to look. And people will be like, the ball gets sticky. I think it gets sticky with, like, when he's the only creator.
People say that the ball gets sticky with Bugs.
I mean, it does.
That's fine.
When it's like Vlatko and Christian Brown and Jeff Green and Bruce Brown, it's like, okay, well, what other options are there? He kind of needs to press.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. 9 out of 10 times he has the ball in his hands, it's four guys looking at him like, what do you got for us? But I thought tonight we saw, you know, maybe this is just bad defense and overreaction, but I saw for the first time the second-year Bones Highland scouting report kick in. He took one guy off the dribble. Forgive me, I forget who the primary defender was. But he was just so worried about that deep three, and he was out there so high, and Bones past him. And I think we're going to see that a little bit more and more.
It's great
because it's the deep threes, and that's what makes guys like Dame so tough. Is you're starting the defense all the way out there. He was really good tonight. He was big time, and credit to him for responding. You know, Malone benched him, man, straight up benched him. And how do you want to respond to that? What kind of pro do you want to be? And Bones said, "All right, I got you some winning minutes. Here we go."
Man, this is. This is our lives as people who talk about the Denver Nuggets. It's like, Malone does things like this over and over and over to like send messages to players, and it's like works. It always works. But in the time, everyone's like, "Ugh, why did you?" I mean, it's just like it's annoying.
I think Malone made a mea culpa.
It worked. Like, this is the thing. Is
it like it always? But I don't think it was a master plan where he's like, "I'm going to be hard
have
on him."
To
this is a bad narrative because I'm telling you, he himself was like, "I went too far."
All the same, like this just goes up. This happens over and over and over and over. It's just so hard. It's so easy to get stuck in the moment with these games because every game feels like the biggest game because it is at the time. But man, this is a long form narrative. This is a long story. It's like you just have to strap in, man.
I think your other Malone take is the right one in that Malone arrives at the right place. It's just often like later.
It always takes longer than you want. Yeah. Always.
And one thing I will say is with both Bones and Christian Brown, last two games he stuck with them. And tonight he stuck with them till 3 minutes and 18 seconds left in the fourth. Like he stuck with them for part of clutch time tonight. Yep. And Bones in particular, man, he let him run with that first unit. I like the Bones Murray minutes. They've looked very good, you know, recently, so I'm pretty high on them. Anybody else you want to hit before we take our second break and get to Super Chats here?
I thought
Aaron Gordon, I mean, we've talked a little bit about.
Actually, you know who I thought had some sneaky good minutes tonight at times? I haven't looked at the box score. I thought Jeff Green actually did some nice things in his return.
Hit a three.
They came in spurts.
No, but the biggest stat.
Rebounds?
Two offensive rebounds.
And they were big. And
they were big.
Yeah. I liked the way.
I think DeAndre too.
DeAndre Jordan was terrible in the first half.
No, he was terrible in the first like 4 minutes of his first stint.
He had.
I don't think it was the first stint though, because he had some big blocks and stuff. Yeah. Also, it took like 4 or 5 minutes for him to wake up.
At the beginning of his first, he had a sequence that almost turned into the Boston Celtics DeAndre Jordan sequence
three or four rebounds
where he was just like glued to the floor. But I mean, in the end, you know, he was good with the second unit. That second unit was dominant in the second half.
He provided the rim protection tonight. Three block shots.
Three blocks.
Those were huge. So I agree with you. Dunking Uncle, also good. So this was a good one. I will say, I expect is Vlatko Chanchar. I think that he probably lost some minutes over these last two games.
Yeah, like, no, he's played himself
absolutely
out.
Man.
But you know what, man? I think, I mean, it stinks for him, but as far as the move, like, they were in search mode. They had to tinker. They had to try something. He gave them something.
Totally.
And now I think they've worked their way all the way back around to maybe it could be a little less of him, and that's okay.
I feel like he's been playing too much. Like, I feel like he is not suited to be the sixth man. Vlatko Chanchar as your ninth or tenth man, I think, can be great. But he should not be your first sub off the bench. But, I mean, this is what I've, like, wanted Michael Malone to do this season. And I wrote about this, like, last month. Just try shit. Like, you were in search mode, so try Vlatko.
Yeah.
Hey, you did. It helped you win a couple games. Now it's obvious we need to move to something else. Like, that's okay. That's what happens in a regular season. You know, now we're just progressing to the next thing.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. On the other side, we have some super chats to get to, and then we'll kind of look ahead to Saturday's party bus.
Nuggets takeover.
We got two buses. It's going to be our biggest one of the year so far, although I think January will be bigger.
I'm going to get a third bus just full of popcorn.
Oh, wow. That sounds so childlike.
this time of year, guys, everybody is excited about the gifts, the holiday spirit. But what about all the basketball? When I throw down on NBA action, it's got to be with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Oh, hell yeah.
New customers right now can bet just $5 pregame moneyline on any NBA team to win their game. Get $150 in free bets if they do. Also, everybody can combine multiple bets for an even bigger payout with this DraftKings same game parlays. They've also got the stepped up same game parlay still going. 10 legs to your same game parlay, get 100% profit boost. Boom. Download the app now to get in on the holiday hoops action. Sign up with code DNVR, place a $5 pregame moneyline bet on any NBA team to win. Get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
And if you want to see how to win bets using DraftKings, just go ahead and rewatch that watch along where we just bet after bet after bet, live bet, live bet.
We should have known when we were hitting so many bets that a good thing was going to come out of the night. We should have sensed it better.
You know what, man? Steph is right. Shout out Steph. The Fellas, the other DraftKings Sportsbook kings of the game. I mean, we all of our locks hit.
Hell yeah, that's right. We were the DraftKings Sportsbook king of the game. What are we talking about here, guys?
Fellas,
give me a little crown.
We didn't bet with the Fellas.
We put a crown on all of our heads, Kale. Is that possible? Is that not possible? Little crowns would be nice.
Kale's like, I don't know what that even means.
Just give us a little crown.
All right. Also, Pins and Aces is the official golf apparel partner of DNVR. Look, if you're wearing Pins and Aces gear, you're going to get compliments on and off the course. Pins and Aces is family owned. They are based right here in Colorado. They've got awesome polos, hats, golf bags. They even have a beer sleeve, an innovative product. It keeps 7 beers ice cold. Right in your golf bag.
That is innovative. When's the last time you heard of a 7 beer sleeve, yeah, bro?
You probably, I believe it was probably never have.
First invented the prototype.
But it keeps 7 beers cold in your bag for an entire round. Check out pinsandaces.com. Use the code DNVR to get 15% off your first order. Get free shipping. Pinsandaces.com. Also got to throw in a DraftKings Sportsbook pick of the week. You guys are going to love this one.
Oh, God. Let's hear it.
World Cup.
What? That's over.
No.
I honestly got, who's in it? I don't even know.
I'll tell you who's
Vamos
playing tomorrow.
Brazil, baby.
The best team in the World Cup, Brazil.
Brazil.
I am going to take people. Brazil -1.5.
Wow.
Over Croatia. So to win by 2 goals, +105.
All right.
Brazil's been killing this tournament. So I'm taking them -1.5. DraftKings pick of the league.
I still root for my Croatian friends. Drazen Petrovic, Tony Kukoc, Dino Raja.
I'm not going to make me feel bad about it.
Tošić.
Oh, sure.
I got all of them. All right, let's get to our Super Chats.
Ho!
Let's get to our Super Chats. Kale, who wants to read these? Who has good eyesight? You do, you young.
Eric Weiss, $20 Hell Super yeah. Chat says, let's fucking go!
Eric was in the house tonight. Eric was in the house. He's a first-teamer. First-teamer watching it live.
I gave him a squeeze on the shoulder.
Good crowd tonight. Oh, wow, that was very uncomfortable.
Daniel, 20
New Zealand
dollars. Yeah, it's been a tough few years, and this team and community have got me through it.
Hell yeah,
we will
man.
Be in the playoffs. So integrating BB, CB, KCP, and building Maul and MPJ to their peak is our mission.
I love imagine that, like man. You don't know anything about the Nuggets, and you read that message, you're like, what?
You're like, huh?
CB, Kibi, Libby.
Hey, we love that, man.
Bruce Brown still needs a nickname. Just going to say that.
No, yeah, we called him BB, Bruce, man. We got it.
Is Jamal Murray back? We don't know, but Griffin Black says $20. Jamal Murray meme mode.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Hell
that's
yeah.
Actually the first sign that Jamal Murray is coming
it's
back.
True. Yeah. That, yeah.
The mug.
Formerly saved for just you guys when you ask questions to him. Now it's back in the court, dude.
Astray, $20 super chat. 1-0 when we do the watch along.
Hell
I don't
yeah.
know if it's fitting that we're 1-1.
One, 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 one,
yeah,
one, actually.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't
know. This is
either.
A great bit.
1-0.
We just gave the season did not count.
We're just never going to count losses. We'll always be undefeated.
Don't know if it's fitted that Murray was being guarded by Grant when he hit the game winner. You know what? It is. Maybe winning a Dame shootout is the boost Murray and the Nuggets need. Good vibes. Yes. Let's go.
What do you think Jamal Murray said to Jeremy Grant?
He's like, oh, we really miss you.
That's for you threatening to leave the bubble.
No, he's like,
I will say Jamal had good defense on him. Jamal's good post player
great
on offense.
Post defender.
He's a good post defender too, man. He's good on defense.
Also, yeah. Jeremy takes terrible shots.
He does. Actually,
I know he's having a great year.
He settled for some really, like, some really, you're going to let him off shots. The hook with that one. Yeah. My God.
All right, what else do we got? Super producer. Igor,
some
$12
euros. Yeah,
wow.
Euros.
Let's go. First super chat ever. What a win. Love the watch along. And hearing Adam go crazy in the background was hilarious.
Apparently, I could be heard cursing out players.
The whole time.
Did you think you were whispering?
I thought these mics don't pick up.
All I'll say is the takes get spicier and hotter on the watch along.
They really do. Thank God the players can't.
Dude, the watch along is so dope.
If
you guys
really
want
to know what we think when we're watching a game, just
our
tune into
takes.
The watch along.
We're going to definitely lose our something.
Totally.
What do we else we got?
William Mitchell, the resident Golden State fan and homie, $10 super chat. Another classic duel from Jokic and Dame. So true. Enjoy the happiness and watch the Warriors be on hashtag don't lose by 50 watch on Saturday.
I love that we have this resident
dude,
Warriors.
I love that guy.
Super chatter, too.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty consistent. What else do we got? So many friends, so many homies, so many super chats. Brad Cooley, $10. Thank you for the watch along tonight. Being in another state with very few Nuggets fans and having a brutal finals week, I really needed this. All my homies love watching the Nugs with DNVR.
Let's go.
Hey, we love you too, Brad. We need this too, more than you know.
Yeah, dude. We feel that too. We live, we live in a different state.
I gotta bring up this comment from Andrew. I gotta bring in this comment from Andrew in the chat.
Yeah.
This was Jamal Murray's 20th game of the season
that he's played.
I love it. So here's why Yoke's double prophetic. He said he's going to be bad for 20 games. Did he mean Nuggets games or Murray games? So he hits both.
Yeah.
But then after the Nuggets 20th game, when everyone brought that up to him, he's like, he's still going to be bad for a bit more.
He also was.
Right? So, Yoke, we just got to wait until Yoke blesses him with the he's back.
I'm not going to watch another game until Yoke is just like, oh, we're good now.
Oh, can you imagine how confident
next time I get the chance, I'm going to be like, prediction for the next, like, rest of the season.
Are you guys
like,
good
what do you,
now?
What do you think?
All right. Berkeley Bear, 2010. $10 super chat. I saw that live. My first Nuggets game since a Mavs Nugs game we lost back in the mellow years. Wow. Welcome back into the live fold. I got the stomach flu mid-game, too. Much better experience. Last time.
Oh.
Much better experience tonight.
Blazers fans were seething.
Did you see Blarick? Did you see Blarick?
Don't yell at them. They're very fragile people.
Oh, you know what? Yell at them. Break them. Break their brittle spirits.
They're very emotional.
So emotional, dude. Send him back to the airport.
Glade88, $10 super chat. Had to donate for the big win and that crazy Jamal shot. Been a big fan of DNVR for a few years now. Shout out to Harrison for letting me interview him for my journalism major at CSU last month.
All righty.
No problem. Yeah,
we got love for the Rams, too.
Wind loves the kids, man. You know?
I love the students.
What else do we got? The students. Well,
the kids.
Helping the kids. You know what I mean? Like, not the... All right.
You made that weird. It wasn't weird.
I didn't
you
mean,
made it weird. It was actually not weird at all.
I know.
Until you made it really weird.
He loves to help out. Eversoar 42, $5 super chat, needed that win. Murray with the fourth quarter heroics. Christian Brown turns the whole defense around with his discipline and effort.
Go Nuggets. It's going to be so great when it literally was just Christian Brown out of the top five defense.
Yeah.
They were. They gave up 124 defensive rebounds.
Yeah, they did stay at the 26th ranked defense in the league.
Hell yeah. Dude.
Yeah,
hell
baby.
Yeah.
Nobody pushes us below 26.
Michael Weiss, $5 super chat. Love the show. Love the Nuggets. Super sticker of a blue arrow piercing a nice watch.
Hell yeah. Oh, that's a great super sticker.
Someone, I think it was Jason in the chat, said earlier, Dame was tapping that watch when he should have been checking it. Time left. All right, what else
do we got? I love these corny-ass buds.
Blair says, $5 super chat. The best part was that they targeted Maul all night on D with Jeremy Grant mostly, and he hit that right on JG's head. Love it. Go Nugs.
I'm telling you, though, target Maul in pick and rolls. Don't target him in the post.
In the post.
I feel like Jeremy Grant hit one of three or four.
Did the Blazers not watch what Jamal Murray did to Luka Doncic in the post 2 days ago?
I bet you they didn't.
They actually probably didn't.
Probably did not.
Yeah,
probably
I wish that I hadn't watched that, to be honest.
Steve May, why haven't you slackers been doing the watch alongs the whole time? Also, DNVR kitchen closed at halftime. Is this war on fat people?
No, but that's
pretty funny.
That is pretty funny.
Jeremy J. Rock Michael, $5.55 super chat.
Yeah.
Super vibes, signature win. Let's not forget his block. $5.55 for Kenny Pope. Cal Booth is the man. Haters can sleep well tonight. # lame time.
Lame time?
Lame time.
Yeah, take that, Damian Lillard.
Yeah, lame time.
Lamian Lillard. Lame
9 of 17 from 3, you loser.
9 of 17.
Dude, Steve Wynn says Brown might not be the answer for D, but Brown might be.
I love that.
You can figure that one out.
At home you can hear that. I love that one. That's a good one.
555555-ish says $5.55 super chat. Blue arrow plus Joker card plus Brown plus Bones plus AG equals...
Dub.
Hell yeah.
Dub.
Man. I like that there's a Brown emoji.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
And I've never seen
that. We need a town. Are we going to get a Brown and then a town?
There's an emoji with like a couple of houses.
Shout out to you for not using the poo emoji for that. Awesome.
Thank you.
D says, super chat.
Yeah, somebody screwed up.
That's
all right. Thanks, Aaron. Our
favorite. Refund.
Says, super chat. How long have you played the guitar, Adam? Big fan.
Oh, God.
We'll skip that.
I will skip over that one.
Yeah, what?
I'm not a great guitarist, you guys. A lot of people want me to play. I'm like, you don't.
I've heard
Just leave it as a mystery in your head.
He's all right. $3 super chat. Friday, Arvo with my boy Jamal. Vibes are back.
The homie Josh from down under.
From down under.
From down under.
My favorite is that we just absolutely, it's a, basically a hate crime every time.
Every time.
I know. We're so racist.
We have so many friends in Australia and we just. Joe Clem, 15. When Nug's near death, Jamal injects them with life.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Big name K, $2 super chat. Nug 7-0 when Brown plays 15 plus minutes. Hashtag D-Town Brown.
D-Town Brown. What? Wait, what? How D-Town am I not Brown? The one coming up with that stat? Is I my know. Biggest
he got
question.
The deep defensive player of the game chain, too.
Oh, my God.
Nuggets 360.
All right. There you go,
one more.
Man.
There's a buzzer beater here.
What do we think on pronunciation on this name? Boken?
Bokun.
Bokun? $5 super chat. Just when I thought Murray couldn't possibly get any worse, he goes and does something like this until he totally redeems himself.
That's a good one. That is exactly what happened tonight. Kale, you can go ahead and hit that outro music. What I will say, though, guys, is that Saturday is a big day for us. I mean, we tell you guys, there's lots of cool stuff we do at the MVR. You know, we're always trying to do something fun. We want to make the experience of being a Denverite, a Colorado person, and a fan of the Denver Nuggets as fun as freaking possible.
We spend all day, every day, trying to entertain you people. We think about what we can do to add to the experience of being a Denver Nuggets fan. The only people in town that are less interested in doing that is the Denver Nuggets. They don't care. We care. We want to make this great.
And this party bus is part of that. So it's going to be a special one. Davon Reed will be coming back afterwards, which I think will be really cool.
It's just very fun. Cool.
Like, honestly, Davon Reed, when we're talking about how do you want to do this, you know, what do you want to look like, going to come on the show. That was a must. But he's like, just hang out with the fans for a bit. So it's honest to God, he's here to hang out with you guys. You ask him questions, you know, kind of get his perspective and stuff. And I'm excited because I don't really feel like I know Davon that well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know he's Mr. Dependable.
Mr. Dependable. I do love that.
Can you call him that to his face?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to talk about that.
So I need to know where that nickname came from. And like, it had to come from somewhere.
If you already have tickets, maybe use the Game Time app because we sold out of the party bus. We're all sold out of all the tickets that we were able to get. If you have your own tickets, you want to ride the bus with us where it's a lot of fun, you get a free beer and the vibes are great, you can go on thednvr.com and purchase those. You can also, if you can't find them, write info@thednvr.com. They'll point you in the right direction.
Yeah, it's on Eventbrite. You can also just go to Eventbrite.
Eventbrite, really?
Yeah.
And just look for DNVR?
Yeah. You can sort of search DNVR under Eventbrite.
And then they'll come up right there. So, guys, I'm so glad the vibes are back, man.
Oh, we needed this.
Dude. I'm so glad. Just I really like feel that. Replenished.
I felt bereft of vibe. They were vibeless.
Do you know when you come back from camping and you had a good time, but you know when you come back and you shower for the first time, just that feeling of like, oh my God, I'm so clean.
When you were like, I've been walking around like this for
how long?
I've been the stench of loss and
that's
campfire.
How I feel though right now. Yeah. The stench is all washed away. Yeah. My clothes in the hamper.
I don't want to take a shower.
Yeah, dude, I'm not gonna. Yeah. The clothes.
I want to keep metaphor this not stench with anymore. Me forever.
I don't. Alrighty. Shower.
Shouts to super producer Kale, keeping it down, holding down the fort as always. Everybody, hit that like button and go back. By the way, before you go to bed tonight, just go back and rewatch the last, I don't know, 15 minutes of the watch along.
Oh my God!
If you want to see these guys acting like absolute buffoons in the best possible way.
I thought I gave great play by play.
It was really great. We love you. Have a great night, everybody.
Let's go.